Thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, open-minded viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Colombia, in Bogotá, Channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista and Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. Our newest additions in Colombia, in Ciudadela Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Boyacá Real, El Encanto, El Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliqui, San Joaquín and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Aborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Celera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Engativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Vallemi, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damawa SA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Cameroon, Channel 26 in Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on CIETSAT. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Buea on Medium Network Service or MNS. And a new addition, in Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hovd Province, Channel 21 on Khan Alte Cable TV. In Irtenet City, Channel 26 on Ulha Tinga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himon Cable TV. In Swater Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Minimongov. In Dar'an Ul Province, Channel 8 on Dar'an Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Ulha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47, Orange Cable Company's Channel 65, and a new addition, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. In Khotul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin.
Our newest additions,
in Mongolia, in Underhan City in Khinti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburd Company. In Sangshun City in Dorongov Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. And in Mandalgolf City, Channel 12 on Khoral Cable TV. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, channel 68 on Neostrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan, please note there have been several changes. On Green Island, channel 61 on Huan U Cable. Nationwide on channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV. And channel 95 on Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingchun Cable TV. In Taitung County, channel 106 on Tung Tai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. And a new addition, in Puzhou City, channel 90 on Dayung Cable TV. In Jiayi City, channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And new addition, in Yunlin County, channel 108 in Doliao Township on Jialian Cable TV. And channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Beikung Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the World Bank resumes development aid to Honduras. In ecology news, Asia's biggest solar plant reduces emissions by 700 tons a year. In animal welfare news, Turkey inaugurates an ambulance to provide immediate help to injured animals. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, March 16th, is the birthday of His Excellency Prime Minister Jens Stoltenberg of Norway, born in Oslo. His Excellency began his second term as Prime Minister in 2005, having previously served from 2000 to 2001. Illustrating his concern for the environment, Prime Minister Stoltenberg has pledged to initiate a group to ensure that rainforest protection is part of a new climate change agreement. His Excellency has also shown a strong commitment to achieving the United Nations Millennium Development Goals and other humanitarian endeavors, especially in helping to improve child and maternal health around the globe. Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency Jens Stoltenberg, for your dedication to making the world a better place for all. May you have a marvelous birthday with cherished ones.
Fly News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. Throughout January, a flurry of the worst snowstorms to occur in decades paralyzed northwestern China and shrouded the region in freezing conditions. Over 1.4 million people have been affected, including at least 5 who perished, more than 1,000 who became ill or injured, and hundreds of thousands who had to be evacuated. In the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region, which was worst hit, more than 100,000 homes were damaged or destroyed, while Inner Mongolia was also affected.
Upon knowing of the life-threatening conditions in the Xinjiang and Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region in early January, Supreme Master Qinghai had conveyed her heartfelt condolences and prayers, requesting that our local association members please go assist those in need. She also donated $15,000 in emergency aid, an amount that could acquire $107,000 in relief supplies if obtained in the United States based on China's cost of living.
After checking the affected areas, our native association members found that urgent help was only needed in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. covering their own travel and related expenses of $1,600. They went as soon as conditions permitted to the most desperate areas in northwestern Xinjiang.
Residents of the remote region located deep in the mountains bordering Kazakhstan were already suffering from less fortunate circumstances that had been worsened by the snow and resulting property loss. The relief team prepared supply packages including grain, cooking oil, coal, and cash assistance. When the local government heard of the aid from Supreme Master Qinghai, they offered their full support and sent out word for the storm victims to come to the government office and receive the relief goods.
Accompanied by government officials, our association members then went to visit several families who had suffered the worst conditions to deliver material aid. Although they could not understand one another's languages, our relief team members reported that they felt connected through the smiles on the recipients' faces, which echoed pure gratitude. Meanwhile, other local volunteers also joined our association members in their relief efforts, saying they were touched by Master's compassion as they even contributed their own personal funds to help the victims.
We extend our sincere appreciation to the Chinese government leaders and personnel, as well as all the willing volunteers for your caring assistance. Our thankfulness also goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional support for those in need, as well as to our association's relief team for their earnest endeavors. Wishing the Chinese people heaven's protection for a smooth return to regularity and that such disturbing events subside through humanity's striving for more caring stewardship of our Earth.
Northeast U.S. swept by heavy storm. On Saturday, March 13th, powerful winds of up to 112 kilometers per hour, along with heavy rains, pounded parts of Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut, bringing down power lines and trees and leaving 500,000 homes and businesses without electricity. 6 people lost their lives from fallen trees, with several other injured. The New York Police Department alone received 65,000 emergency calls, the second highest ever in a 24-hour period, with damage reported to buildings and 2 homes that collapsed. Some areas of northern New Jersey flooded, while Maine and New Hampshire had wind advisories and flood watches in effect. Meanwhile, travel passengers were stranded due to cancellation of flights and rail service. Utility crews began clearing roads and working to restore electricity on Sunday, with several 100,000 people who were still without power on Monday. Our grateful thanks all emergency personnel and utility crews for your immediate efforts to assist the storm affected. Our sympathies for the lives lost as we pray for the smooth resuming of people's lives and that such extreme conditions are eased through our gentler treatment of the ecosphere.
Strong quakes shake East Timor, Indonesia, and Japan. Early on Friday, March 12, a magnitude 5.2 tremor rattled Dili, the capital of East Timor, also known as Timor-Leste. The following evening, a 5.5 magnitude quake struck in the waters 57 kilometers northwest of Gunung Sitoli in North Sumatra, Indonesia. In northeastern Japan on Sunday, a powerful magnitude 6.6 tremor caused minor damage to structures as the tremors rocked buildings across the main Honshu and northern Hokkaido islands and were most heavily experienced in the central Fukushima prefecture.
Residents were cautioned of the earthquake just before it struck by the nation's early warning system and public radio broadcaster NHK. Fortunately, there was no risk of a tsunami and no reports of major damage or injuries in any of the events. Our gratefulness, Japanese officials, and radio broadcaster NHK for your prompt actions to ensure the safety of fellow co-citizens. We pray that potential disasters as these may quickly diminish as more people choose earth-conscientious and uplifting lifestyles.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Greek president inaugurated for second term. President Karolos Papoulias was sworn into office on Friday, March 12, after being re-elected by a sweeping majority of the parliament. During the ceremony, which was attended by Prime Minister George Papandreou and all 300 Parliament members, the President pledged to protect the laws of the country and her integrity, as he also vowed to work for the good of the Greek people. Your Excellency President Papoulias, we send our respectful congratulations for your renewed term in office, wishing you the best in fulfilling the goals of stability and prosperity for all fellow citizens.
New Zealand honors top scientists. At a ceremony at the Stardome Observatory and Planetarium in Auckland, New Zealand, Prime Minister John Key presented the country's first ever awards, along with more than $700,000 in cash prizes for outstanding scientific achievements in various fields. The top honor of the Prime Minister's Science Prize went to Drs. Jeff Talon and Bob Buckley for their innovative work in high-temperature superconducting technology.
18-year-old Stanley Roach was named the Prime Minister's Future Scientist for his progressive discoveries in the physics of light. The Science Teacher Prize went to Dr. Paul Lowe for his instruction programs that make science a popular subject among students. And Ms. Elizabeth Connor was presented with the Communication Prize for her work in expanding the understanding of science through communication.
Our applause, New Zealand scientists, on your work and well-deserved recognition. May your talented achievements continue bringing benefit to both your country and people throughout the world.
French aid workers freed in Darfur. Following their detainment in November 2009, Mr. Olivier Dennis and Mr. Olivier Frappe of the France-based organization Triangle Generation Humanitaire were released in Darfur, Sudan on Sunday, March 14th. Upon their arrival in the capital of Khartoum, they conveyed their gratitude at being freed as they thanked all who had assisted in bringing about their release. We join in expressing both relief and thanks for the efforts that led to the peaceful freedom of Messieurs Dennis and Frappe, wishing them many celebrations of life in the loving company of family and friends, and that all humanitarian endeavors may be carried out in safety with the grace of the Providence.
Save our planet. Ocean scientists sound the alarm. Chemical oceanographer Dr. Jeremy Mathis and a team of researchers at the University of Fairbanks, Alaska in the USA have found that the rising acidity of northern ocean waters has decreased its ability to absorb calcium and aragonite. These minerals are vital for shell-bearing animals, with related studies already demonstrating that the region's king crabs suffer higher mortality rates as ocean acidity increases.
Meanwhile, oceanographer Dr. Jack Barth and colleagues at Oregon State University have also expressed concern about the effect of global warming on the Pacific Ocean, having observed that hypoxic or low oxygen regions have expanded. Recently, species such as Dungeness crabs, sea stars, and sea anemones have been seen dying off in massive numbers due to oxygen deprivation. Moreover, noxious bacteria thrive in these conditions. Highlighting the forecast of such events from previous climate change models, Dr. Barth stated, "The real surprise is how this has become the new norm. We are seeing it year after year."
Dr. Mathis, Dr. Barth, and colleagues at the University of Fairbanks and Oregon State University, we appreciate your detailed studies and share your concern about this disruption to ocean ecospheres. Let us all quickly join hands in meaningful actions to halt climate change and protect all lives on our planet.
Supreme Master Qinghai has often expressed concern about the grave state of the oceans, while also highlighting the solution for the entire planet, as during a May 2009 video conference in Togo.
"Scientists are now concerned that dead zones like this will just continue to be more and more, get bigger and bigger, which of course is lethal for all life. From the oceans themselves, we are seeing warming temperatures, rising sea levels, increasing acidification, and terrible levels of pollution. So global warming is affecting the oceans, which in turn is affecting the fish. This is an equally urgent situation as the one presented by livestock industry. And it has the exact same solution. Stop eating the flesh. Stop killing for food. Stop eating the fish. This will help restore the balance of both the ocean and land immediately."
Save our planet. West Africa to protect coastal mangroves. bridging the land and the sea, mangrove swamps lining the coasts of such countries as Sierra Leone are rich in biodiversity and provide natural nurseries to many species of marine wildlife.
Now, with only 800,000 hectares remaining of the country's original 3 million, Wetlands International Program Officer Richard DaCosta stated, if the mangroves disappear, the saltwater tide will invade river estuaries and coastal areas. Local communities on the coast will have to move. Sierra Leone has thus joined the West African Mangrove Initiative to rehabilitate the ecosystem by planting more trees, which will also serve to prevent further coastal erosion. Also, as the mangroves' disappearance has been largely due to their use in the area's salt production, residents are now being encouraged toward more sustainable methods such as solar drying.
Many thanks, Wetlands International, West African Mangrove Initiative, and Sierra Leone for your caring efforts to protect the environment while sustaining livelihoods. May heaven bless the region and her people to flourish in harmony with the earth.
Save our planet. According to the UN's Water Poverty Index, more than half of the 22 Arab nations are currently facing critical water shortages, with supplies for those bordering the Persian Gulf forecast to be reduced another 50% by 2030.
Save our planet. A prolonged heat wave continues across the Indian state of Orissa, with temperatures reaching 40 degrees Celsius in some areas.
Save our planet. Documentary Summit on the Summit describes the trek of Ethiopian-born and Grammy-nominated musician Kenna, who organized a group that ascended Africa's Mount Kilimanjaro to raise awareness about accelerated glacial melt and an increasingly dire shortage of drinking water.
Save our planet. Top U.S. environmentalist David de Rothschild is sailing from the USA to Australia to raise awareness of huge areas where plastic has collected and is still accumulating in the ocean, harming marine life and even transferring toxins into food supplies.
Warning news. The Egyptian Health Ministry reports that, following direct contact with infected birds, a 20-year-old woman from Cairo has died from the H5N1 avian flu, becoming the country's 32nd fatality to the deadly virus.
Hi there, I'm Rigo, the red deer, and this is my son, Dindi.
Hello everyone, Dad and I are vegans. Our diet is animal-free.
We're here with a tip on eco-friendly entertainment.
Dad, now there are solar-powered media players available.
That's right, son. Some can play music, videos, and games. Or you can use them for holding pictures or reading e-books.
That's great, Dad. Let's make sure to always choose the earth-loving model. Thank you for watching. And thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now the weather around the world.
In world news, the World Bank restarts Honduras development aid. The bank is restoring a planned loan of $270 million and is providing an additional $120 million in new credit for the Central American country. The funding is expected to benefit the most vulnerable in society. Our sincere thankfulness, World Bank,
for your help to the citizens of the nation. May your assistance be of great support to the God-loving Honduran people.
In ecology news, Asia's biggest solar power plant opens in Formosa or Taiwan. The high concentration photovoltaic, HCPV, is a pilot project which is expected to reduce carbon emissions by 700 tons per year. It is located in Luju Township, Kaohsiung County, on a 2-hectare site. Established by the Institute of Nuclear Energy Research of Taoyuan, the ECO plant has the capacity to produce 100 megawatts of energy annually. The facility is made up of 141 photovoltaic panels and uses solar trackers to move solar lenses toward the sun to maximize efficiency.
我们这一套 HCPV 系统最大的特点就是它能够 达到一个非常精准的一个追日，那它的精准度现在已经我们的系统已经有跟世界的水平是一样，那它的精准度是在 0.2度以内的一个追日的一个精准度。
Over 90% of the materials used are made in Formosa, according to Dr. Kuo Chuang Song, Project Manager, HCPV Research and Development Project. Dr. Kuo discussed the benefits of this system, which is the second largest in the world.
第一点，它可以建立一个利能产业的一个发展基础，好，那有利于厂商来进入这个高聚光太阳能发电的一个产业，这第一个。第二个呢，它可以减少二氧化碳的排放，打造一个绿色的家园，创造一个永续经营的环境。Our
earnest thanks, Formosa Institute of Nuclear Energy Research, for your efforts to increase the use of solar energy. May eco-friendly sources of power, such as these, combined with the earth-saving vegan diet, bring us to a long-lasting and glorious future. Up next on Noteworthy News, Istanbul, Turkey, begins an ambulance service for animals. We'll just let the dog in. Be right back. More gladdening news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, peace-filled news for a harmonious world. In animal welfare news, an ambulance for animals is launched in Turkey. The Istanbul Metropolitan Municipality and the Shelter Volunteers and Animal Rights Foundation, or BGD, have created a free-of-charge service. It operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and is accompanied by a veterinarian, a member of the BGD staff, and at times, volunteers. Citizens are encouraged to call the ambulance to access immediate care for any injured animals. We're touched upon hearing this news. Our heartfelt gratitude, Istanbul Metropolitan Municipality, and the Shelter Volunteers and Animal Rights Foundation, for your care of our innocent animal friends. May many gentle beings continue to thrive with humanity's increasing loving attention.
Please join us for a joke told in Ewe entitled Marriage Advice.
Wokle no nye nye dze agbagba no mye nye wokbo pe bla devon ade son. Edo e mti be, e yina ale, loutu ye de na se gao, nyonu yakpo na e se sue wokbo. Medo e nou ne be, nyate pe ya, e si a zon na nye de ya, e blon ple dopi dodo de di be, o en, pe bla devon ade son, vwa e se ga de kape han, mekpo e me vava o.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Animals are my friends. I don't eat my friends. See the page I dedicated to my friends. www.krasuta.com/sheep.html. Mr. Ludmil from Bulgaria.
Compassionate Mr. Ludmil, thank you for sharing your website, which includes a heart-rending poem by Mr. Wayne K. Tolson. From the voice of an animal co-inhabitant, it reads in part,
Think of me tonight, for the time I was here. Did you know how short it was? Or that the days were filled with torture, anguish, and fear?
We pray that people will soon realize everything is to be gained, including our earth and noble human qualities, by following the plant-based diet. Heaven bless you and the pure-hearted people of Bulgaria.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be illuminated with divine inspiration. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Pakistan's President Asif Ali Zardari welcomes Iraqi Ambassador to Pakistan, Qais Sobhi Al-Yaqubi, for a visit, where he expresses his country's wish to further cooperation between the two countries in all fields.
Australia's Minister for Home Affairs, Brendan O'Connor, reports that the government rescued 32 asylum seekers found floating on boats off the Tiwi Islands.
U.S. Vice President Joe Biden continues visiting leaders in the Middle East, including His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan, where he encourages the immediate resuming of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks.
Lebanon's Druze leader Walid Jumblatt apologizes for past remarks while conveying his commitment to improving relations with the Syrian government and President Bashar al-Assad.
Haitian President René Préval and U.S. President Barack Obama meet together at the White House in Washington, D.C., where President Obama reaffirms a pledge to assist Haiti in recovering from January's devastating quake.
In Sweden, Stockholm County Police Chief Karen Gutblad proposes the creation of a special municipal committee that would coordinate efforts between police, schools, and social services to constructively engage Sweden's youth.
With approval expected soon from the National Assembly, the Welsh Government in the UK states it will impose a complete ban on electric shock training collars for cats and dogs.
Scientists at the US National Aeronautics and Space Administration report that shifts in mass created by the recent quake in Chile have increased the speed of the Earth's spin as well as changing its axial vibration.
A new study by a team of international researchers shows that seaweed extract may be effective in treating a cancer of the immune system known as lymphoma.
Egyptian author Araf Sueff and South African novelist and painter Brayton Breytenbach received the Palestinian Liberation Organization's Mahmoud Darwish Award for their work and commitment to Palestine and her people.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.